Assemblymember Pidgin, Rotherhithe to Canary Wharf, cycling and pedestrian bridge.
Well, can I congratulate you on your re-election? Firstly, can I say what a great project I think this is? It points to the future of river crossings in London. It is a fantastic opportunity to give this part of London a much-needed new pedestrian and cycling crossing. I made a commitment, as you're aware, in my manifesto to deliver the major infrastructure London needs for the long term, including new river crossings for East London. These crossings should benefit and regenerate the communities that need them most. They should include cycling, walking and public transport options and help to break down the physical barriers that can alienate parts of the city. The bridge will relieve pressure on the Jubilee line at Canada Water, offer a huge boost for new jobs and homes, while promoting greener and safer ways of crossing the Thames on foot and bike. I've tasked TfL with progressing this project. That work is taking place now, and in due course I'll be able to set out more detail, including a projected opening date.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, and congratulations on your election as Mayor. You know, I'm strongly committed to this bridge, and I'm really delighted to hear your words today and your support in writing in your manifesto and at the London Cycling Campaign hustings. But I really feel to deliver this, we need more than just words. You said you've asked TfL to progress this project. In that instruction to them, have you asked them to bring forward a really clear plan on how they can build this quickly, funded in the most cost-effective way? I think there's private sector money that can fund this, and perhaps use companies that are already approved as part of TfL's own framework to build it as quickly as possible.
No, Chairman, lots of good ideas in that question. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that, but yeah. So we need to establish the right solution first, and some options could be delivered more quickly than others. The work I've asked TfL to undertake will consider the timescales of the different options to see how quickly we can deliver the improvements. And just in case you're concerned about there's already a design out there, that's just one design. I want to make sure we achieve the best value through fair and transparent procurement processes. The current bridge concept is a complex design challenge with a record-breaking span, which results in high costs, and we need to ensure the most cost-effective design, and I've tasked TfL to do that work.
Okay, I mean, this really is pressing for me, and unlike the Garden Bridge, it has a strong transport case. You've mentioned about the Jubilee Line pressures, particularly in peak hours in the morning. Rotherhithe's roads are highly congested, and with the new developments planned in the area, we're expecting the number of people using the Jubilee Line to double up to 2020. So I really want to accelerate this project. And I understand, talking to experts, that using the work we've already carried out to date, the bridge could go through planning, design and build within around 4 years. So this is something not only you could commission, but you could effectively lay the foundation stone, or whatever you do with a bridge, in your term of office. This is a win-win for you. So will you guarantee that in the next couple of months you'll publish the information from TfL and progress this urgently?
Well, firstly, it's not about me. It's about the river crossing there that we've discussed. I mean, just so we're clear, I'm going to learn the lessons of procurement failures. And so there is just one design out there now, so one of the things we need to look at is procurement design, speed, timescales are very important, how we pay for it is very important, and I'll for obvious reasons I want to do it as soon as I can.
Brilliant. Thank you for that commitment. But not only is the lack of a bridge a barrier to cycling in that area, but also the lack of the cycle hire scheme. And I'm not sure if you're aware that the most eastward cycle hire docking station south of the river is just a few hundred metres from here at City Hall. Despite Rotherhithe and Bermondsey being a really flat area, it's been excluded from the scheme to date. So will you therefore commit not only to deliver this Rotherhithe to Canary Wharf bridge, but also to extend the cycle hire scheme out to Rotherhithe by the end of your four-year term?
We're looking, Chair, at how we extend the cycle hire scheme, and that will clearly include areas not previously covered.
But there's a huge anomaly. If you look at the map of the cycle hire scheme, this huge swathe of South East London just isn't part of it.
And if there are lots of anomalies in that cycle hire scheme.
Yeah. But if you're going to build this bridge, which it sounds like you're committed to if you can, will you also consider extending cycle hire out to Bermondsey and
Rotherhithe? I don't see any reason why we shouldn't.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that.
Good.